for 11 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Every owner, every Arizona homeowner's best friend. That's our goal. At Rosie on the House. Welcome, everybody. Hour two.
Hour two, the 9 o'clock hour, or on the house hour, where we spend the hour on something specific to your home, castle, or cabin, and we're talking outdoor lighting today. But you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U.
Give us a ring. Let us know what project you're trying to tackle around the house, and let's see what we can't do to help you out.
When the auto attendant answers, just hit number one, and that'll put you into the studio. Text questions can also be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Arizona homeowners from all over the state, subscribe to our weekly newsletter, rosieonthehouse.com, and it arrives in your email box on Thursdays, giving you some quick links to things we'll be covering that upcoming weekend. We've got topic of the week, what landscape lighting can do for your house. We had the outdoor living hour, hashtag potatoes and meat with Copper Star beef. The weekly to-do, it's time for chimney cleaning. We'll be covering that in the 10 o'clock hour. And then we've got the product of the month from our Rosie on the House e-commerce store, which is the magnetic tool holder right now. And that website, rosieonthehouse.com, also has a few instructional videos on how you can tackle various projects about your house, kind of demonstrate some simple things you can tackle. And today, in particular, we're going to tackle outdoor lighting and security lighting in general as well. And I'll tell you, when outdoor lighting evolved into low voltage, it was more than transformational. Whereas in the past, you had to draw up a plan, dig a trench, set your conduit, run high voltage to a 120 volt fixture, and there was very little flexibility. You had to have the ability to picture the landscape and the hardscape and the traffic patterns and the lighted features that you wanted to incorporate, and trench and hard conduit everything. Now, you mount a transformer next to your nearest 120-volt GFI outdoor-rated receptacle, plug it in, and we'll sketch outdoor lighting plans with our landscape plans right now, but really, we get the hardscape in, we get the major tree structures in, and then we just run that low voltage wiring everywhere and let the homeowner move the fixtures any place they want to decide where what they want lit. Eliminate the biggest mistake people make with outdoor lighting is make it look like a runway, or they create glare bombs. And there's nothing worse than looking at an amateur outdoor lighting job. It almost hurts to see it. But when you do it right, there's no glare bombs staring you back in the face, making you squint, making you look away. Every aspect of outdoor lighting enhances your environment and your enjoyment of that environment. So we plug the transformer in, we run the low voltage wires, we mount it to various fixtures, and we leave it above ground while the homeowner basically plays with it in the evening, sitting on their back patio. Move that one here, shine that one there, reflect it here, backlight this. And then we bring experts in and say, okay, we see what you're trying to do. Let us make a couple suggestions. Once they live with that for a couple days, then we go back and we bury all the low voltage wires. Okay, this is it. It works really well.
And you can never over infrastructure. If you've got the trenches open, I don't know what the rest of your plans are or how done your landscape already is, but you know, running a gas line to an outdoor fireplace or running Cat 5 line and speaker line, you know, while the trench is open, put it in so you can have the flexibility to add out. Because once you have an outdoor lighting and you actually can start using, you know, in the summertime, that's the only time that's really enjoyable outdoors is at night. And even though, you know, 90, 95 degrees isn't all that comfortable at night, it's not all that bad, especially if you've got a little fan blowing. And there is something fun about that, those warm summer nights in a swimming pool, and, you know, have your speakers out there. So, you know, outdoor music is a lot different than outdoor lighting where, you know, like you said, light bombs or glare bombs or whatever, you mounted on the porch and big as strong as halogen you could get to get all the way to the back, and the speakers were the same way. Well, you know, with outdoor speakers, and you can get them shaped like rocks and hidden features so you can't tell where they are, and they're made for the outdoor use, and having it at a ambient level where you can still talk no matter where you are but still hear the music no matter where you are, you know, it brings it makes the Arizona summers a lot more durable. And I don't know why we don't kind of switch formats in the summertime, you know, sleep during the day and you're out working at night.
Man, oh man. Well, I'll tell you one thing that this non-monsoon season has created. I've talked to several misting companies. They're booked out months in advance without the humidity and people spending time outside. We had a client that wanted a misting system, and the misting system couldn't get there. So we put an evap cooler on our back patio and said, well, maybe this will help you just until the misting system comes. But my misting system gets turned when I pull in at night to the house after the day's work. I get my briefcase out of the backseat of the truck. I go in the garage door. I turn the back patio misting system on. And then I go change into my shorts, get on the back patio, and sit with the fan and the misting system on. And that's every day. And you can still do it because there's no monsoon season. My misting system has been in constant use since May, every single day.
And not to sidebar on the misting system from lighting side, but you know, it is still one of the more, as it relates to water consumption, it uses less than a lot of other things because it's only on when it's on, or you're only using it when it's turned on, whereas a pool you constantly have to keep filled up year-round. And then, obviously an evap cooler, you're throwing a lot of, you know, it's using a lot of water, hence evap, you know, you're it's designed to do that. But then the electricity, if on a high-grade one, for, you know, it takes water to produce electricity, and the amount of gallons per generation, you know, can vary, but to run an air conditioning unit, you're using a lot more water because
it takes a lot of water.
It's offsite water because it's at the power generating station plant versus running a misting system where you're running off of 110 power. The water consumed to generate that power is significantly less than what you're spending air conditioning your home. It's water that's used off-site, so you don't connect it necessarily, but when it comes to water use, a misting system uses less water to cool an area than an air conditioner.
I use mine regularly, like I say, every evening. And then Saturdays and Sunday afternoons, it's pretty much running the whole afternoon while I'm going in and out and whipping up the barbecue.
You know, who's the gentleman that wrote the email that said he got 12 gallons a day of condensate from his AC unit?
We just call him Dave the Doubter.
Dave the Doubter, right. Yes. He doubted you. Could you use condensate water in your misting system? Could you come up with a system where you could move that water in and mist it out, or does that affect the performance of the misting system?
Well, the misting system will come with a filter system on it. And
you'd have to run that back into the water supply of the house. And see that.
Or pull out of a reservoir of some type. But I like misting with softened water. actually run through the water softener, because you're not leaving a lot of that mineral buildup on your furniture and your structure and stuff like that. It makes for a lot cleaner back patio. So the distilled condensate water, I mean, I got a 55-gallon drum that stays full constantly. The dogs drink out of it. I just siphon off of it and fill their water bowl constantly. But I would think you could send that through the pressure-treated compressor and mm-hmm. its own filter system.
But it wouldn't hurt the system.
It would not hurt it. No, not at all. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you can use tap water through a misting system. It's got it. They've got their own built-in filters, three-stage filters going into the front end of the compressor.
And you can also use distilled water for your neti pot if you want to clean your sinuses out. Yeah. I don't know if I'd use the AC part. Well, you could, I guess.
I don't know. But we are seeing people spend more time at home in this current event situation. It drives a lot more people outside just out of pure search for sanity. So that puts you on the back patio. And outdoor lighting, outdoor comfort are our topics today. Let us know how you're surviving the current event. Give us a ring. If you've got a project you'd like to get started or get finished at your home, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 and join the conversation. You'll hear an auto attendant answer that line. Simply push 1, and that'll put you directly into the call screener's booth here at the studio. My wife, sweet Jennifer, who, by the way, is having a birthday today, will pick up the call and get your name and your question, and we'll get you on air to put our experience to work for you as quick as we can. More on outdoor lighting and living here at Rosie on the House when we get back.